Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Supersonic Trend Sport. It's courtesy of Pat on the Discord, who apparently every time he read that we were looking for SSTs, he read it as Supersonic Transport.
I saw someone else on the Discord thought it meant Super Producer Sex Tapes.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, their wow. own thing. That's it. Yeah. They were just trying to manifest that into existence. Yeah. But yeah, it's that's
short
a
show
thing.
Title.
Had you heard of supersonic transport as even a phrase?
I mean, when you
I know what
said
it is.
I thought it maybe was a reference to some sci-fi thing. Like, sounds like a company that a character in a sci-fi movie might work for. It's like, I work at supersonic transport.
I think it probably came into like popularity because of the
JJ Fad, the song Supersonic.
Yeah.
Supersonic.
That was like one of those big deals, like the breaking the 4 minute barrier on the mile and breaking the sound speed barrier. It's like a huge deal, and then everyone just takes it for granted. But
look at us and look where we're at now. We're
look at
apart
us now.
At the seams.
I was actually just listening to really an On the Media episode where they were talking about how like it creates this massive boom every time something like breaks into. Like, that's what a sonic boom is it like creates this massive, like, physics event that just, like, travels and, like, well,
hell yeah.
They can't do it physics over event. Land or else it'll just, like, break all the windows and shit.
I remember, like, when the space shuttle would come back and we could hear it in California sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember it happened, like, twice when we were at school and I had a science teacher, like, we're going to go listen out for the sonic boom.
Wow. You could hear it?
Yeah. It wasn't like super loud, but it was enough to be like you, if you listened, you could hear it be like,
you're like, that was like a medium sonic.
I'm like, bro, that was super. That was sonic. I don't
know. Fuck out of here. All right. Well, RIP the GOAT and various derivations of that are trending because Jim Brown, the greatest football player to ever live, the greatest lacrosse player to ever live.
What?
He's the greatest lacrosse player to ever live. He played it at Syracuse and is like by far the best.
Fuck yeah.
To ever do it.
That too. Exactly.
Like, yeah, okay,
Jim
I'll
Brown.
Try. I'll try this sport. Also, an amazing activist and actor in blaxploitation films and just films in general. Retired at the height of
his career.
Yeah.
That's what I think honestly makes him like, he peaced out because he's like, I have more important things to focus on, like civil rights.
Yes.
Just a gigantic figure and great actor, man. I loved him in Mars Attacks. Yeah. The way he punched that fucking alien's little glass dome piece.
Yeah.
Fucked him up.
One of the greats.
Yeah.
Also, apparently the retirement wasn't like something he had planned. It was just he was filming the Dirty Dozen and like bad weather caused the shoot to go long. And his NFL team owner was like, I'm going to fine your ass if you don't come back. And he was like, oh, okay, I retire. How's that then? So always fighting the good fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Never let somebody punk you like that. Especially too, when he knew he was like, man, I have way more to offer than what I offer you.
Yes. All right. Ron DeSantis is all over the mainstream media because they're expecting him to announce that he's running for president next week. And at the same time, just took a political hit because Disney was going to create this $2 billion campus. What's that?
$1 billion.
Oh, $1 billion.
I don't want to act like they're that balling. It was only going to be a bill.
It was only a billion.
Yeah.
That was going to bring 2,000 jobs to Florida, and they pulled out because of like specifically naming him as like the reason that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going to be like, sounds like kind of like a company town too, where like it was going to house like people from like Imagineering. Right. Sort of sounded a little dystopian, like this campus for sure. They were about to build.
That's why it's no good to have any side in this fight.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man. Just as long as fascism loses, that's the primary. And just however that happens, great. But yeah, this is just the ongoing spat with Disney. And it's true. I mean, like, he's sending troops to the fucking border, like in Texas. He's doing the most right now. The last bathroom bill he just signed is so fucked up and backwards. Like, he is basically saying, like, I'm auditioning for the part of most heinous asshole with legislative power.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And Piers Morgan is already like, you can already tell he's already getting the table set because he's like, oh, just like, I can't imagine why people wouldn't choose the Ron over the Don.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that this is only a story in the mainstream media because that's the only place that his candidacy like really seems to make sense. But now that I've heard the Ron over the Don talking point, he might be, Donald Trump might be fucked.
Well, did you see the Time Magazine cover?
Is that a real cover? I couldn't tell if that was a real cover.
It looks like AI art, to be honest. Yeah. If it is in fact real, and then we should just make sure. But like, it's him like peeling an orange very menacingly.
Yeah.
No, it's real. It's real.
That's tough, man.
And those hands look strong.
Like, you can't tell because it's already been started, but it almost seems like he started the orange himself without any help. So he is pretty tough and a big boy. And
behind the scenes. Okay, Ron, just focus on the camera and, you know, just whatever happens with the orange happens. I can't do it.
Well, it also plays into his finger blasting pudding thing. Like, you know, he's doing
a navel orange.
Digital work to get that orange open.
And people said my digital campaign was lacking.
Look at these meaty fingies.
Those hands are meatballs, though. My goodness. He's got hands like Christmas hams, I tell you. Those big bear paws.
He said on a call with donors, you have basically three people at this point that are credible in this whole thing, Biden, Trump, and me. And I think of those three, two have a chance to get elected president, Biden and me, based on all the data and the swing states, which is not great for the former president, probably insurmountable because people aren't going to change their view of him. He's not like Trump is going to be making fun of him all over the place. And he's going to be like, well, the data is not great for him. So vote for me.
I went to Yale. All right. Yes, sure.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of write ups happening. So, you know, it's coming. It's just going to be fun to watch them fight.
It's
going to be such an L he announces and then he just capitulates to Trump immediately. You're like, dude, what the fuck? What kind of Connor Roy ass campaign are you running right now?
He's just going to roll over, like, literally roll over and show his belly.
Shows his little tummy, his tum tum.
But like, people were kind of wondering what he was waiting for. And like that nothing has changed from the point before where it didn't make sense for him to run against Trump because he like can't tactically he seems like he doesn't believe he can say anything mean about Trump, which is going to make it impossible for him to run against Trump. But the thing it turns out he was waiting for was like to get his bullshit mainstream media PR push lined up. Right. So they're like, okay, so we got a May Time Magazine cover.
Great.
Tried three different poses, and we're kind of liking this one with the meatball fingers peeling an orange. So it'll be I'd say it'll be interesting. It's not going to be interesting. It seems like it's going to be pretty boring.
Yeah, but hey, look, I'd love to be surprised and watch two goofballs go at it
and over who's
more racist. Yeah,
yeah.
In which case, we're all going to lose. But hey,
yeah.
That's just the way it goes sometimes.
There are, this is a Daily Star article, so that's just like a very poor England,
UK tabloid,
London tabloid.
Yeah.
But they compiled a bunch of statements from other countries, like travel bureaus, about the 2026 World Cup that is happening in North America, Mexico, Canada, and the United States. And many countries are kind of warning people not to travel to the United States of those three. They're like, that place is super fucking dangerous. Like, everybody owns guns and are like shooting you if you knock on their door.
It's wild when you, I mean, again, this is how desensitized we are to our own situation in the United States. But to hear like a foreign policy-esque description of the United States, you're like, oh my God,
yeah,
this is all true. The rate of firearm possession in the U.S. is high. It's legal in many states for U.S. citizens to openly carry firearms in public. Incidences of mass shootings occur, resulting most often in casualties. Like, oh, my, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's basically, I mean, like, because all these countries, like, don't have guns. They're like, yeah, just so you, I mean, yeah, what you see is real. Like, fucking guns everywhere over that place.
Yeah.
And no social safety nets. And all kinds of extremism. So yeah. Not a good recipe.
You talk to people from other countries and they're like, I came to America and I thought like everybody'd be wearing a cowboy hat and, you know, driving around on like with guns, and it turns out not everybody's wearing cowboy hats.
Yeah.
But the other part is true.
A lot of people like guns.
The scarier, more dangerous part is true.
Yeah. I went I'm single, so I went on Tinder to maybe meet a local person, and a gun showed up to my date.
It was a sentient gun.
Pistol. Yeah. Have you heard that term, a furikin?
A furikin? No, yeah, I don't think so.
I saw it in a TikTok video, but it's just like an interesting way to describe. I think it was someone from Europe describing how like when Americans like are like in a outside of the U.S., but still react to their environments as if they have the same existential threats that are posed to them in the U.S., like a big, like a bang or something around them. Like they would like sort of jump at is thinking gunfire or something. Well, it might just be something else because we take all these other anxieties with us wherever we go that are very purely ours.
Yeah. We are a scared people. And sometimes for good reason, and sometimes the fact that everybody's so scared is the thing to be afraid of.
Yeah, because it's wild when you go, like, when, I mean, I think most people experience this too. You travel abroad and, like, even if it's not necessarily, like, a violent thing, you're like, oh my, for a second, I thought I was in America still.
Right.
No.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump Jr., he has this brilliant cutting edge idea to launch a magazine.
Oh,
specifically.
Wait, hold on. What is this word?
He's going, when I was working at Cracked and they were like, you know, I was on the website, but they were relaunching the magazine in like the year 2005, I guess it was. Like everybody at that time was like, oh, launching a magazine in 2005. Good call, cool. Guys.
Yeah.
Like everybody at that time already knew, like, magazines aren't launching, they're dying. What are you doing? And apparently that message hasn't gotten to Donald Trump Jr. He's publishing a non-woke men's lifestyle magazine that is an offshoot of Trump Jr.'s lifestyle brand, Field Ethos.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is already a website and podcast made by old school adventurers who make no apologies for who we are. And this part gave me one of the strongest cases of douche chills I've had in like 5 years, this part.
My teeth are about to fall out.
Sundown, they're whiskey fueled philosophers by a campfire.
Whiskey fueled philosopher is a beautiful euphemism for an alcoholic xenophobe. Like, really, truly, a men's rights activist who's had a little too much whiskey by an open flame. Okay.
Sitting by an open fire saying the dumbest shit that you could possibly
think about. Oh, right. No. If I don't.
And
I
what
survive.
Says old school adventure more than gunning down an endangered sheep on the American taxpayer's dime, which is what he did. Apparently took a hunting trip to Mongolia last year that reportedly cost U.S. taxpayers over $75,000, or I guess it was, you know, when Trump was still president. He also went on a bear hunt in Utah, and his hunting guide is now facing 5 years in state prison because of a bear that Donald Trump Jr. illegally shot. So this
like
is just
felony
kind of what,
killing of a bear, basically. Yes. But Doju is the trigger man, but the guide is the fall guy.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, Field Ethos. I mean, yeah, cool. Non-woke men's magazine. We were just talking about this. It was called Stuff and Maxim.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's time to bring them back because those were cool and not
imagine
completely
you
out of things.
You can look at pictures of dead animals in it, though, too, now, not just boobies.
Also, this is apparently already a, quote, lifestyle brand. And what says rugged masculinity, like toasting the premature death of a elephant with a couple of manly mimosas in the $45 official Field Ethos mimosa set.
Okay.
Which you can buy on their website.
What is a fucking mimosa set exactly?
I believe it's just two glasses that are
this
like those
so
little champagne
stupid.
Flutes without the stems.
They're two stemless ones, and because you are such a fucking loser, hunter fuck, who doesn't know anything about it, you buy your Donald Trump. It has like gradiated lines on it. Tell you like this much champagne and this much OJ.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's helpful. That's useful. fuck? Like they, it seems like it's just a product that is also sold with like Goop branding on it. And it's just like a thing that, you know, is made in a factory and then you just can screen print or, you know, laser matrix dot print like the the logo God. FE Field Ethos on it.
Dude, the fucking merch store is infuriating. I can't even, I can't, man. Let's just move on.
Hey, fucking man. Hell. They're just whiskey fueled philosophers by the campfire.
Kill me now.
Just truly kill me now. Like I might not survive having to sit next to one of those guys at a campfire.
Jack, you like philosophy, don't you? philosophy major yourself.
Which I somehow makes me think that I would be particularly bad candidate for sitting and enduring that.
You'd probably be like, that's not philosophical. Forget it, man. You're just saying really fucked up, heinous shit.
There is a lawsuit claiming that Apple users are charged more for delivery on DoorDash. A DoorDash subscriber claims that expanded range fees don't accurately judge a restaurant's location and cost iPhone users more than Android. Which, sure.
Hey, man, that's racism.
Yeah, that's anti-iPhone racism.
I hate it. I hate it. I mean, what is true is, though, a lot of, like, when you order food, like, through a delivery app like that, if the restaurant offers their own delivery, you should always use that
always.
One. Because the prices are different when you look. Like, at least in LA, I've noticed that a lot. Like, that there'll be an upcharge on a lot of dishes because you're doing through, like, an Uber Eats or Dash Door, as I call it.
Yeah. So they basically use this expanded range fee as a way to be like, these dipshits bought a $2,000 phone, so we can charge them up. We can charge them a lot more money.
and then we're gonna pass that on to the worker. Oh no.
This is just something that somebody who works at corporate came up with, and we've been making money and they got extra bonus points. And now they don't work in a cubicle. They work in a corner office.
How do you think that was presented in a meeting when whatever fucking craven genius came up with the expanded range fee to fucking build more and this, we just other found like really like, you know, the growth opportunities are really at the margins, you know what I mean? And we've just, and we've seen that with expanding our range fees, like having expanded range fees doesn't actually dissuade a lot of our consumers that are using iPhones. We've noticed that they might be in a slightly different socioeconomic reality than some of the other customers. So
We're projecting, and this is what it looks like it'll do to our bottom line.
Oh, we love it, Bradley.
Fucking profit, dude.
Yes. Fuck, I just imagine a bunch of fucking just crazy drug-fueled business people like, yes.
Yeah. We're just like slowly dying on the inside, business people.
They stink because they're dying on the inside.
but this is the entire economy now is just everything so complicated and out of sight, and it's just finding ways to just like wedge in there and get a little bit more money from people.
Factual.
And it's illegal when a scammer does it, and as we talked about, like somebody was spoofing the site of a local restaurant, and you would go to that and order the food, and then they would place the delivery for you, but charge you like 20% extra. And they're just like, yeah, these people, like, nobody has time to pay attention to any of this shit. So we can just make an entire business out of charging people 20% extra for nothing. The corporate headquarters have also figured this out.
100%. They don't fucking know. They don't fucking care.
Yeah. Finally, Lakers, tough start to the Western Conference finals.
Tough starts. Denver Nuggets, they're serving us.
Denver Nuggets are good.
They're serving us nuggets every night.
Yeah.
Nuggets are on the menu, boys, and you're going to be force fed them because, my God, Jamal Murray, what was he doing? What is he doing out there? He's out of his gourd on the floor. Joker, like a little less, gave us a little less of the business than in game one, but I'm looking at that, and I got to say, Jack, I hate to say this, I'm worried about LeBron James. I'm worried about LeBron James. I am worried about LeBron James. He looks very hurt and not of himself.
Yeah, there was one moment where he was on a breakaway and just like lost control of the ball. Yeah, was about to like just dunk nastily. And
he
instead
was
just like
thing.
Lost the ball. So my theory on what's going on with LeBron James is, I mentioned this in the thread and it got crickets, and understandably, but altitude is like hangovers. It gets so much harder to deal with from the age 20, like up to the age, like as you get closer to 40, it just gets worse. And your body just gets worse and worse and worse at dealing with it.
I was just in Denver this fall and I was fine. So I don't want to hear
that.
Did
you try and like go for a jog?
No, I collapsed and started pissing blood because it was so hard, but I wouldn't do that. What's like, LeBron's excuse?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Oh, so you're saying this is altitude, and this is altitude based.
I think it's probably altitude based. That's my guess. Is that it's
he was
just
missing layups?
He
can't shoot. He hasn't made a 3-pointer since I was in college.
Right.
It feels like.
Yeah.
I'm just worried. I'm like, I'm not even mad. I'm like, I don't want to see him be mortal right now. It's like, it's fucking me up a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're getting close. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. But I mean, they're out ahead in a great way.
They were both close games. I came away from game two of the Lakers series against the Warriors feeling like it was over for the Lakers, and they figured out a way to win that series handily. So we'll see. You know, you're down 2-0, but
game three. We got to, mister.
We need this.
Because we ain't making history. And Rui had a fantastic game, too.
Rui,
I couldn't believe when
great,
he was.
Man. He had a great, like, first game of the playoffs, and everyone was like, well, you're not going to see that again. And he was like, no, this is just who I am now.
And again. And again. Yeah, I was holding the Geist child up because normally we're not trying to, you know, aim him at the TV.
Right.
But like, you know, they love the light show. And I know that he doesn't even know what he's looking at. But I'm like, that's Rui. We have to root for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Our kids aren't allowed to watch TV during the week. But, you know, we make an exception for NBA basketball. So they're always like, is there a game on? And then they just really want it. They love the commercials. That's what they're for.
Just like asleep during the game. And like, all right, that'll be a timeout for Philadelphia. They like wake up, timeout. is that Geico commercial coming?
Speaking of commercials, I don't know if this was a new announcement, but I saw the ad for the first time. The Cool Ranch Doritos Papadilla.
Oh, yeah. Who's the celebrity in it? Wasn't there like a celebrity?
Another
in
one. DJ Khaled.
Oh, DJ Khaled. Yeah. Wow.
I can't believe it.
It looks shit-rific.
It looks so bad. I can't believe they did it again. Doritos. I was like, the Doritos Locos Taco was like, this is a thing that we all had secretly invented in our mind and we're wishing that somebody would invent. And now we get this and it's like, I've never wanted pizza crust coated with Dorito dust.
It looks like, you know how like the Cool Ranch dust looks? It's kind of got like different colors on it, but also looks like dandruff. Like, it's weird because it looks like the outside of your calzone or papadilla or whatever has like some kind of dry
blue
skin
crystals in it.
Condition, yeah. Or like grayscale from Game of Thrones. Like, I don't want to eat that.
Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday, May 19th, heading into the weekend. Hope everyone has a good one, a safe one. We're back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. We have the weekly zeitgeist with selections from this week's episodes. If you missed
case you missed some of the best bits.
Talk to y'all on Monday. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Peace.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.